Lucy Durant stood on the roof of her father's house with her toes close to the edge and peered down into a gaping black hole. It was almost midnight, the sky moonless, the front lawn drowned in shadows. Gravity nudged her shoulders forward. How easy it would be to let go, to tip and spin into oblivion. How high up was she? 20 feet? 30? High enough for bones to shatter. Though the darkness below was so concentrated, it seemed that if she fell, she would fall and fall forever and never hit the ground. A swell of laughter rose from inside the house. Glasses clinked. Jazz music filtered through the open attic window behind her. 4 hours in, and the engagement party showed no signs of being anywhere close to winding down. No one noticed her slip away. No one noticed her before that either, as she stood in the corner of the living room staring at her shoes. All the focus was on Robert and Marnie's happily ever after, which was fine with her, or should have been and might have been, if they had picked any other day but this one. The 5th of December, 10 years to the day that her brother went missing. She had asked Robert to change the date. Any other Saturday, she'd pleaded. But Marnie insisted on the 5th. Marnie and Robert met 5 months ago on the 5th of July at 5:55 p.m., when the elevator they were riding in stalled between the 5th and 6th floors. They were stuck inside for 55 minutes before the fire department came and got them out. The number painted on the fire truck waiting outside the building was 55. It was fate, Marnie liked to say. Her lucky number had always been 5. And if that wasn't a sign, she didn't know what was. The universe brought her and Robert together, and now she wanted her fairy tale ending, and whatever Marnie wanted, Marnie got.
"We've never made a big deal of it before," Robert had said to Lucy when she brought up the potential awkwardness of an engagement party, overlapping their unofficial day of mourning. It was true. In years past, December 5th came and went without ceremony.
Robert never brought it up, and a few times Lucy didn't even realize what day it was until after it was already over, and she was left with half-hearted guilt that she'd forgotten something so important. But there were other years when she was plagued with a dark inertia in the days leading up to and following the 5th of December. Years when she didn't see the point of even getting out of bed. 10 years was a long time to miss someone, and yet the hollow ache in her belly never seemed to lessen. After her father refused to change the date of the party, Lucy tried to distract herself with preparations. She sent out invitations, helped decorate the house, and even offered to pick up Marnie's 5-tiered $800 engagement cake from the bakery the morning of the grand event. What happened next wasn't her fault. A street preacher had set up his pulpit a few steps from the bakery entrance. He stood barefoot on a 5-gallon paint bucket that bulged and started to crack under his shifting weight. The sheet wrapped toga-like around his body was pink daisies on a white background, dirty and stained along the bottom where the hem dragged. Eyes wild and darting. He spread his lips and bared crooked yellow teeth at a small crowd of curious onlookers. His coal-colored hair was unwashed, long and knotted down to his shoulders. White crumbs from some prior meal caught in the tangles of his thick beard. He smelled sour from too much sun, overripe and festering. Beckoning with fingers curling and uncurling, he said, "We are a part of something bigger than anything your small minds can even begin to imagine." Lucy paused on the outskirts of the crowd to watch, She'd stopped looking for her brother in the faces of strangers years ago.